Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I am Eric Garthy, and we are in class with David. Lessons on Developing Leaders. And today's session, we'll be looking at 1 Samuel chapter 31, verses 1 to 13, the transition of the throne. Let's read those verses. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines and fell slain on Mount Gilboa. And then the Philistines followed hard after Saul and his sons, and the Philistines killed Jonathan, Abinadab, and Malchishua, Saul's sons. The battle became fierce against Saul. The archers hit him, and he was severely wounded by the archers. Then Saul said to his armor bearer, "Draw your sword and thrust me through with it, lest these uncircumcised men come and thrust me through and abuse me." But his armor bearer would not, for he was greatly afraid. Therefore Saul took a sword and fell on it. And when his armor bearer saw that Saul was dead, he also fell on his sword and died with him. So Saul, with his three sons, his armor bearer, and all his men died together that same day. And when the men of Israel who were on the other side of the valley and those who were on the other side of the Jordan saw that the men of Israel had fled and that Saul and his sons were dead, they forsook the cities and fled. And the Philistines came and dwelt in them. So it happened the next day when the Philistines came to strip the slain that they found Saul and his three sons fallen on Mount Gilboa. And they cut off his head and stripped off his armor and sent word throughout the land of the Philistines to proclaim it in the temple of their idols and among the people. Then they put his armor in the temple of the Ashtoreths and they fastened his body to the wall of Beth Shan. Now when the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead heard what the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant men arose and traveled all night and took the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons from the wall of Beth-shan. And they came to Jabesh and burned them there. Then they took their bones and buried them under the tamarisk tree at Jabesh and fasted 7 days. The chapters of a life. David the shepherd in solitude responding to God, and then the fugitive in struggle running from King Saul. But transition must occur. Why? Well, he was anointed to be king, Israel's next king. And we get a front row seat to the ways of God. Psalm 75, verse 7. But God is the judge. He puts down one and exalts another. How the transition occurs reveals God's grace and His sovereignty. The sad commentary on Saul's life is found in 1 Samuel 15, verse 26 and verse 28. Samuel said to Saul, "I will not return with you, for you have rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you from being king over Israel." And then verse 28, "The Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you today and has given it to a neighbor of yours who is better than you." He looked good coming out of the chute. Back there in 1 Samuel chapters 9 and 10, he was tall and hero-like in appearance. He was very modest, brave, patriotic, very diligent, and blessed in several ways. He received the Holy Spirit on occasion, a new heart, the anointing of God, and the prayer and counsel of Samuel the priest. And yet, he failed miserably in his special calling as a leader. Difficulties bring out a man's abilities and reveal where his real trust is placed. Samuel was tested and found wanting. Our text is the end of his life. What brought about Saul's demise? Well, you got to go look at 1 Chronicles chapter 10, verses 13 and 14 to see the testimony of that. 1 Chronicles 10:13. So Saul died for his unfaithfulness, which he had committed against the Lord, because he did not keep the word of the Lord. And also because he consulted a medium for guidance. But he did not inquire of the Lord. Therefore, he killed him and turned the kingdom over to David, the son of Jesse. Like so many today, he was plagued by self-confidence, by self-will, and self-sufficiency. So many chances for success, but so many great opportunities abused. He displayed pride, egotism, and abuse, which ended him in moral ruin. Saul's story is like a downward set of steps, a moral life destroyed by selfish living, a physical life eventually destroyed as well. He was filled with the Spirit. He was humble and well controlled. He was limited by self-will. He became disobedient to God's command. He was jealous of David. He was consulting even evil spirits. And then he died by suicide. In our text, we can see three truths about God's dealing with men. Romans 12:19 says, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay," says the Lord. First, the Lord works in his own time. Verses 1 through 6 talk about that. Saul's day had arrived to account for sparing the Amalekites' blood, for spilling the priest's blood, for seeking David's blood. His day to die was before him. 1 Samuel 26, verse 10. David said furthermore, "As the Lord lives, the Lord shall strike him, and his day shall come to die, and he shall go out to battle and perish." And God's dealings are complete in their execution. Saul's soldiers fell to the enemy. His own sons fell before him. His own life taken. His armor bearer died as well. Verse 6 is a summary statement. So Saul, his three sons, his armor bearer, and all his men died together that same day. 15 years had passed since God took the throne from Saul. God operates in his time, not ours. Let me ask you, how long have you been waiting for God to do his work? Second, the Lord works in his own way. Those next several verses, verses 7 to 10. The country of Israel was in confusion. What a king the people got when they rejected God and his judge Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 25. "But if you still do wickedly, you shall be swept away, both you and your king." God totally dismantled the throne of Saul. Even in the king's death, judgment was executed. The enemy cut off their heads. They stripped off his armor. They proclaimed victory everywhere. They hung the bodies publicly. But God was not finished with the Philistines. He was only using them to accomplish his will. The Lord works in his own way. And then third, the Lord works in his own power. Verses 11 to 13 talk about that. After the total humiliation of the dignity of Saul, the bodies were recovered by brave men of Israel. They risked their own lives for the honor of their country's throne. Then they buried them and mourned. The book of 1 Samuel begins with the birth of Samuel, and it ends with the death of Saul. What a contrast of lives. What is the lesson? Choose the honor God gives rather than any of the world's praise. But wait a minute. Hold on a second. But this session is supposed to be about the transition of the throne. Well, it is. God did it all by his own power. David received the throne as promised, and he never had to face Saul in battle. God deals with men in his time, his way, and his power. What has he promised you? Trust him to fulfill it. He has creative ways of doing it. You have a great day.